Mere Road on the following grounds. The population of the village is currently around 2,000 people. The erection of 100 additional dwellings has the potential to increase the village population by approximately 400 persons. This development represents the loss of a significant portion of greenbelt land in a traditionally rural area of outstanding natural beauty. In essence, the character of this village is no longer preserved. Expansion of the village is against the wishes of the current residents, who don't want to live in a town. Many of the current residents have moved to Thorpe due to its size and its location. They don't even want to live in a bigger village. There's a great deal of concern here regarding the impact on the surface water runoff, the capacity of water leaving the village, down drainage along Landermere Road, and the potential for overwhelming the drainage system, and indeed the potential consequence of flooding for existing housing. The proposed pedestrian route through the Spennels and the Rolf Close represents a significant increase in pedestrian numbers travelling between the two estates. The green is believed to be covenanted and owned by the village, and the road adjoining 15 to 21 Rolf Close is classed as private. It's not clear whether the impact on the seemingly already overwhelmed sewage system for the village has even been considered. Thorpe GP surgery may not cope with 400 extra patients. There's a lack of space for the existing surgery to be extended. There appears to be a lack of surgery capacity to cope with the present patient demand, let alone any further demand. Significant effect on the traffic at peak times, potentially between 200 and 400 additional vehicles leaving and arriving at the development in the morning and evening. The vehicular impact on the connecting routes to the A133, the A120 and the A12, indeed all the traffic through Wheeling. For Tendring Technology College, especially during the morning, the traffic situation along Landermere Road is congested and it won't be assisted by commuting workers and the additional pupils from 100 additional homes. There's the impact to local wildlife. The fields behind and alongside Rolf Close are home to many forms of wildlife, with common buzzards, barn owls and even bats. We're concerned also that Thorpe Police Station is now closed. There's inadequate rail and parking for Thorpe the Soken Station. Additional pressure on local bus services running between Harwich and Clacton and surrounding districts. The proposed access egress road from the new development provides insufficient line of sight for emerging vehicles, currently a 60-mile-an-hour highway. It's also believed that the primary school in Thorpe cannot be extended to provide the requisite number of classrooms to cope with the additional ingress of pupils. There is also a concern that service vehicles, refuse collections, post-parcel deliveries and amenity maintenance vehicles will place additional pressure on the surrounding road infrastructure. And finally, it's believed that the current availability of housing in Thorpe, as of this week, there are already 69 non-commercial properties listed for sale in the Thorpe area. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much indeed. Okay, Penny Barker. Hello there.
Good evening. I've been asked by the Tendring Village residents to voice their objections to the proposed plan to turn Wheeling Village into a town. Tendring, as you know, is the neighbouring parish to Wheeling, and this massive overdevelopment will undoubtedly cause major traffic issues for our village. It will turn Crow Lane, a small country lane, and Tendring Street into a major rat run, causing significant risks for our residents. Additionally, it will destroy the visual aspect of the countryside surrounding the southern part of our parish boundary. By building large housing estates on good agricultural land, it is totally unacceptable to our residents. Thank you.
Well done. Thank you. Thank you very much. John Cutting.
Thank you very much, Mr. Chairman. I won't be too long. Little Clacton Parish Council would like to bring to the attention of the committee and the planning officer's exclusion of Safe Policy SD3 from the previous local plans. My belief is that the non-inclusion is a result of recent appeals from applicants where judgment was overturned by the planning inspectorate on the basis that they did not accept the policy. I have to say, my interpretation of those appeals, the inspectorate weighed heavily on the presumption in favour of a developer and the fact that a local plan was not into place, and therefore policy SD3 had no weight. I would wish the planning officers and committee to bear this in mind and look to place a similar policy in place within the new local plan, as I feel the current local plan in front of you is lacking enough protection for these villages. We feel that policy LP7 is not robust enough on its own to safeguard the rural exemption sites from exploitation by large developments. We need to be mindful that the new local plan will run for 20 years, and at present we feel they need more protection. We feel that policy SD3 was a fair policy, that it worked well before when a local plan was in place, and we would therefore ask officers to revisit that policy, amend where necessary, and view to reinstate. Thank you.
Thank you very much.